I just finished Squid Game. Let's talk about it. Welcome to Art House Radio. I am Troy. So I just finished Squid Game. It's a great series on Netflix. Very much enjoyed it. There are some spoilers in this. It's basically a futuristic Black Mirror type of situation where a bunch of people who are failing in life, they're very in debt, they're very poor, they don't have anything. They've been approached by well-to-do people, rich people in cigars, who basically want to see them play a game to have their debt erased and have their wildest dreams of winning the lottery in exchange for playing a game where if you lose, you die, you get killed. So there are four things I want to talk about that I think are interesting, and then I have two questions about the game or the series that maybe you can help me with. So the first thing is, I thought the most intense, emotional, gripping, beautiful and ugly moments or scenes in the series was the moment when they were playing the marbles game. So they don't know the game beforehand, but they'll tell them you have to partner up, find three partners, find one partner, whatever. So people kind of partner up thinking that they could be working together, but in this case, the marble game, it was they had to play marbles and then the person who lost was killed. So you sort of saw the spectrum of humanity there. You had one pair, Songwoo and the immigrant from India. And Songwoo, I hope I'm saying that name right, sort of took him under his wing when they had briefly paused to go back to the real world. He had run into him in the streets and given him money to get home and food. Took him under his wing, really tried to make a pact with him. But when they were paired up for the marbles game and one of them had to die, he tricks him and kills him, basically. And so you really see that desperate, selfish, survivalist mentality kick in. Desperate people do desperate things to survive, right? I would do the same. I'm sure you probably would too. I mean, not what Songwoo did, but you would work hard to survive, I mean. But then you also have the opposite of that, where you have a young woman who's paired with an older woman, and she purposely loses the game so that the older woman could survive, saying to her, like, I don't have anything to live for. You have a brother and a mother in North Korea. I want you to get out of here and get that money. My life doesn't matter. So you have, like, the complete spectrum of beauty and ugliness sort of wrapped up in these scenes. The second thing about this is that it seems so potentially realistic when you have all these people gathered. And it seems like there were like 400, 400 or 500 people in there who were willing to risk their lives to get rid of their debt, to get maybe more money, to be in a better position to help themselves or their families or whoever. You could really see that happening here. I mean, I've got some debt, and while I don't think I would risk my life for it, I would rather just run away to Argentina. That's my plan. So if you're in the FBI, I'll be in Argentina. But it seems like something that you could see unfolding. And maybe one of the most disgusting moments to me was also in this regard, all the rich people who are wearing masks and literally smoking cigars and drinking cognac and watching because they're paying. You know, how are they raising all the money for this game where they're giving them, like, you know, billions of dollars if they win or whatever? Well, they have to have rich people who have these weird fetishes and kinks, these pieces of bleep, who sit around and watch these people kill each other. It's disgusting, man. It's probably no different than what's been always happening, but, you know, from the beginning of war or humanity, it's awful. But that's probably the most Black Mirror-ish quality to the show, to me, is that you could see maybe people participating in this. The third interesting thing was the main character, Song Ji-hoon, I think is his name. And he goes into this game because he has a daughter and he can't pay for anything, but he also has a mother who's sick. And in this scenario, they don't have health care. But I would imagine in Korea they probably do, if that's where this is set. Because I think where we live, U.S., is maybe one of the few places that doesn't have a national healthcare system. Anyway, he goes into the game to help pay for her surgeries that she needs to survive, and when he comes out, she's already dead. So I thought that was an interesting thing about how no matter what you achieve in life, even if you intend it to be like a very noble or great gesture, you can't control things. So it's kind of like Walter White a little bit, or you know, Walter White in Breaking Bad, like his intentions were good at first, but then he either becomes or we see him for who he actually is, and like his intentions were good at first, but then they kind of go off the rails. Maybe Cooper in Interstellar too, where he is trying to achieve this thing and he misses out on, you know, his daughter's life. You know what I mean? So it's that was an interesting point to it as well. The last thing I want to point out is at the end when we find out that the old man is actually the game creator or CEO, if you will, and he says something to the main character who's there visiting him that I thought was interesting. He said that in his life, the one thing that he found that rich people and poor people have in common is that neither one enjoys life, which I thought, I'm going to think about that for a while. I'm not going to say anything about it, really. But I thought that was very interesting. Also, they played one game at the end where there was a homeless guy in the park that they could see out the window. And they're like, if he gets helped by someone, you know, I'll tell you why I did this game. And if nobody helps him, then you have to give me the money back or something like that. Eventually, somebody helps him. But I remember thinking, maybe you thought this too, they didn't really go over the rules. Why couldn't Song Ji-hoon go down before midnight? That was what had happened before midnight. Why didn't he go down and help him himself? Because that wasn't part of the thing. So that would have counted, in my opinion. But so I just have two questions about Squid Game. Maybe three. I don't know if they're going to come back for another one. I don't think they need to. I think it was great as is. But the first question is, what's going on with the religious references? They never really, as far as I could tell, like sort of wrap that up. You'll notice that in one of the, during the game, one of the people who were killed, they're put in a coffin, and one of the workers makes an in blood a cross on the coffin, kind of indicating that they are doing that for all the coffins. And then at the end, when the winner of the whole game gets, you know, blindfolded and dropped back off in his neighborhood because they can't see where this game is taking place or anything, when he lands on the street, there's like a preacher on the corner saying, Jesus is coming, Jesus is here, give your soul to Jesus, that kind of thing. So those are two things I didn't really understand what was going on. Does anybody have any ideas? Is this like tied into like them playing the game and watching as gods like overseeing people live their lives and risk their lives for money? I mean, what's the difference between that and like working at Arby's? Not that there's anything wrong with working at Arby's, and you certainly don't risk, we all risk our lives at certain things. Maybe you, at Arby's, it's more or less of a risk. I don't know. I just mean in general that's it's similar to what we go through in life. And the last question I have, this probably leads to why there might be a second series, but why doesn't he just get on the plane to LA and see his daughter? Like, he's already got the money, like, when he gets a card from the people who run the game. Like, why would you go back into that? Why wouldn't you get on the plane? Doesn't make any sense to me. I think that's also a Walter White moment where, if you've seen Breaking Bad, he's, I don't want to give anything away, but he reaches a point where he's achieved what he needs to achieve, but he keeps going on, and you get the sense that he's doing it now for the thrill of it, not because it's a smart move, if that makes sense. All right, that's it. Squid Game, Netflix. 7 out of 10 stars, which is a good mark. Maybe 7.2. We'll see. Patreon.com/arthouseradio if you want to support the show. Arthouse43.com if you want to find the different audio versions. It's everywhere. Thank you so much for watching. Subscribe here if you can. I hope you have a great 2022, and I'll see you in the new year, my friends. I love you. Take care. See you next week.